From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. Thousands of pro-opposition marchers, some braving temperatures as low as minus 45 degrees Celsius, gathered in dozens of Russian cities Sunday to back jailed opposition leader Alexei Navalny. Police arrested Navalny while he was on his way to a rally in central Moscow. He shouted at them before police jumped on him and threw him into a bus. Reuters correspondent Scarlett Svetanovich reports.
Navalny has already been barred from running in the March 18th election over what he says was a trumped-up suspended prison sentence. Both the United States and European Union have criticized the decision. Regardless, polls show incumbent President Vladimir Putin is on track to easily win. Navalny says while he acknowledges that, his campaign is aimed at lowering voter turnout to try to take the shine off the victory. Police had warned earlier they would harshly suppress any illegal protest activity, and authorities refused to authorize events in Moscow and St. Petersburg. The Kremlin has said the election will be fair and claimed Navalny has minimal support.
A French woman has been found alive on the treacherous northern Himalayan peak known as Killer Mountain, but rescuers have not been able to locate her Polish climbing companion. They were trying to scale the 8,100-meter Nanga Parbat, but they got stuck at 7,400 meters and used a satellite phone to call for help. An elite Polish climbing team attempting the first winter ascent of nearby K2 Mountain dropped their efforts so they could rescue the two stranded climbers. A temperature of minus 60 degrees was recorded on Nanga Parbat, where the two climbers were stuck. This is VOA News. A second group of refugees to be resettled in the United States from Australia's offshore immigration centers has left Papua New Guinea. The U.S. has agreed to take up to 1,250 migrants held in Australian-run processing camps in the South Pacific. In return, Australia will accept a small number of refugees from Central America. From Sydney, correspondent Phil Mercer reports.
The resettlement deal was brokered between Australia and the Obama administration in 2016. And although derided as dumb by US President Donald Trump, it's seen several hundred refugees fly to the United States. In return, Australia will offer a home to a small number of Central American migrants from US-run camps in Costa Rica. So far, about 30 people have reportedly moved to Australia. Canberra recently rejected an offer made by New Zealand to take 150 of the men being held in Papua New Guinea. About 2,000 refugees and asylum seekers remain in Australia's offshore system, including several hundred men who are living in community housing on Manus Island after the Australian camp was officially closed last October.
Six adults and an unconscious baby were found Sunday after floating for more than a week in a small wooden boat in the Pacific Ocean. The New Zealand Air Force found the dinghy as it searched for survivors of a ferry that sank as it traveled between two islands in the remote nation of Kiribati. Reuters reports that New Zealand emergency workers were only told about the missing vessel on Friday, 8 days after the ferry left port. The Air Force says there's been no sign of the remaining 43 passengers. Afghanistan held a national day of mourning on Sunday, the day after insurgents used an explosives-filled ambulance to carry out a deadly suicide attack outside a government building in Kabul. Officials said Sunday the death toll has risen to 103 people. The Taliban has claimed responsibility for the attack. A serial stowaway has been arrested again at Chicago's O'Hare International Airport just 3 days after she was released from jail after flying from Chicago to London without a ticket. 66-year-old Marilyn Hartman was arrested early Sunday after police were called about a woman refusing to leave the airport. The latest arrest is one of a string of similar crimes that spans years. Hartman was released Thursday after being arrested last week for bypassing security and boarding a flight to London without a ticket. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.